Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you for inviting me to speak as part of the observances of the World Holy Name Week. Actually, we should have World Holy Name Year every year, World Holy Name Day every day. Every day should be a celebration. It is, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the holy name is celebrated all over the world every day. I guess it's something like Mother's Day. Mother's Day means every day we appreciate our mothers, I hope, but there's one day set aside particularly for remembering that. Or just like Srila Prabhupada's appearance and disappearance day, we offer our thanks and appreciation and respect and worship to Srila Prabhupada every day, but there are some days especially for remembering that. And especially today is very special in as much as it is the appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is the instigator or the first in the worldwide movement, the forefather of the spreading of the holy name all over the world in the modern age, and who himself wrote so many kirtans, Nam kirtans, and other kirtans. And of course, today is also the disappearance of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Hare Krishna. So, my subject, the main subject I'm going to speak on is how we in our movement need lots of lively kirtan. We think of devotee kirtan leaders. There are so many. Some of the most famous, I'm just going to say the names of some of Srila Prabhupada's disciples who are well known as kirtan leaders, some sannyasis, Lokanath Maharaj, Indrajumna Maharaj, Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj, Mahavishnu Maharaj, Janananda Maharaj, Niranjan Maharaj. The list could go on. They've all been chanting Hare Krishna, leading ecstatic kirtans since before most of the initiated devotees nowadays were even born in their present body. They've been doing it for decades. And the Grihastha Kirtaniyas, some of them are not so well known because they don't get around as much as the sannyasis, but I'm just mentioning some of the names of the great kirtan leaders among Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Vishnu Gada, these are all from America, I'm saying. Lotananda, Varaharidas, Vyasa Ki Prabhu, actually he's from Canada, I think. Anyway, and I'm going to mention three names who you've probably never heard of, but they are Vakreshwar Pandit, Bhumipati, and Shastivar. And these three, just I'm going to mention one incident that I remember. It must be around late 1970s, after the Juhu Temple was opened, which means after Srila Prabhupada had left this world. And one evening, these three devotees came in. They're American blacks, I don't know what the politically correct term is, but they led the evening kirtan, and it was a revolution the way they led. I can remember even the looks on their faces, and just what a kirtan. I mean, after so many years in this movement, I've been in so many ecstatic kirtan, you can't even remember them all, but this was really memorable. Vakreshwar leading, and then Bhumipati, the way he was playing the mridanga, and Shastivar playing. There were two playing the mridanga, and with what we call in ISKCON wampas, jaja. Vakreshwar was leading, and it was so lively. Everyone was just dancing and dancing and dancing. They went on and on and on, well past the arati time, and that, what a revolution in kirtan. So I'm just mentioning the names of some devotees who are famous. And of course, there are so many who have come after Srila Prabhupada, so many great kirtan leaders. And there are more also who are great kirtan leaders, Prabhupada disciples. Aindra, of course. Yeah, but I'm thinking more of the lively kirtan right now. There are so many others, but what I'm making the point here is that kirtan, it's not just that a few should be great kirtan leaders and we're attracted to their kirtan, but kirtan is our life. Srila Prabhupada said that. This movement is the Hare Krishna movement, and it really came to the public attention, first of all, in the United States, and then in other parts of the Western world, by devotees going out daily chanting Hare Krishna. That's what the devotees would do. I joined in 1975, by which time the all day, every day, going out on Harinam Sankirtan, it had stopped by then because book distribution had started at Srila Prabhupada's behest. But as I heard, it used to be because our temple in central London, it's just off New Oxford Street. So they just go outside the temple, and then they'd have the morning program, Mangalarti, everything, take morning breakfast, prasad, then everyone out, except a few pujaris and cooks, and then everyone out. And they'd go up one side of Oxford Street, all the way up. This is one of the most famous streets in the world, full of people from all over the world. And we'd meet people all over the world who'd say, oh, I saw you chanting on Oxford Street. So the devotees would go all the way up to the end of Oxford Street, up to Marble Arch, if you know London at all, and then come back the other side, and that would take them up to lunchtime. Then they'd take lunch prasad, and the afternoon program was they'd go out again all the way up New Oxford Street, and come all the way back. And then they'd come back, take a shower, have the evening program, and that was the program, 6 days a week. And on the seventh day, they had the Sunday feast for inviting people to come. And that's how the movement became so famous, because it was something sensational. Nowadays, the world is so weird and wacko that you could stand on your head wearing a tiger skin and bounce up and down and with a snake wrapped around your neck, and no one would even notice. It's so crazy. But in those days, in staid London, it was really, really quite a sensation. And people noticed. And it was even the Tourism Board of London, they showed the devotees chanting as one of the tourist attractions of London, along with Big Ben and whatever else are the tourist attractions there. So this movement started with lots of kirtan, morning, evening in the temple, all day out on the street. And then most devotees instead start to do book distribution. And now nowadays most devotees neither do book distribution nor Harinam. So, World Holy Name Week shouldn't be just Holy Name Week, but every day is Holy Name Day. That means chanting on our beads. And also plenty of lively kirtan. That lively kirtan, whether it's outside on the streets or inside in the temples, that drives out Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is, as you know, it's all around us and it's inside us. The situation of the world is so bad, and if we do a heart assessment, we may find there are so many bad things in the heart, but the holy name, this absorption in kirtan, that just drives out all the dirty things in the heart. And that will drive out all the dirty things in our society also. There are so many discrepancies, this, that, this shouldn't be like that, that shouldn't be. All auspiciousness comes from chanting of the holy names. In our movement at the present time, We have lots of meetings, lots of bureaucracy, lots of theoretical academic study, lots of controversy, lots of innovative preaching. But what we need over and above everything, all right, let there be study and innovative preaching and this, that, and so many things. But what we need most of all, keep focused on the essence. We need lots of lively kirtan, the kind of kirtan that we can all very easily get absorbed in. There is stylish kirtan also, and that also has its place because some devotees are very musical and talented and they can do very stylish kirtan. And, you know, very intricate mridanga beats. But that's difficult for most people to do. But if we keep it very, very simple, then even newcomers can join in. So I'm proposing that this simple beats, simple tunes, so everyone can join in. And then for some specialist groups maybe there who sing with very long, drawn out, and this and that, and very complicated. But if it's very simple, and keep the instruments simple also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had mridanga, kartals, this jaja, which we use as wampas, and some gong like this. Keep it simple, but give our heart full throat. Get really into it. And then, along with that, dancing in kirtan. And again, dancing. There's no need of any fashionable styles. Keep it simple and just in response to the kirtan. When we forget that we're in a kirtan, and we forget that we're dancing, and we're just completely absorbed in the kirtan, that is the perfection of kirtan. That we just totally absorbed, and we can ask ourselves, well, when did we last dance? Well, probably the devotees who are listening to this talk are those, the great souls who are inclined, and they like to chant. So maybe I'm speaking to the choir here, preaching to the choir. But there may be some devotees who didn't dance in days, weeks, months, maybe even years, but our movement is a dancing movement. Dance our way back to Godhead. I was so impressed when I first came to the temple in 1975, and by Krishna's arrangement, I had to stay overnight. It was Bhaktivedanta Manor in a village. I came by bicycle. There was a puncture, there was no repair, and it was snowing suddenly, and I was forced to stay overnight. And then early in the morning, freezing cold, because in those days they didn't have money for heating the building, freezing cold, 4 o'clock in the morning, cold shower, and then 4:30, everyone's dancing for the pleasure of God, Krishna. And I thought, this is real religion. This is real worship of God, where every day people get up early in the morning to worship God by dancing blissfully. And I can still remember those early days, that look on Janananda, Brahmachari at the time, the look on his face of just complete ecstasy in kirtan, and he still has that look on his face in the kirtan. So yeah, lively kirtan, not necessarily wild, although we do hear in the descriptions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan and dancing, it does sound pretty wild sometimes. But with spirit that comes from, that spirit that comes not from musical ability or not from youthful passion, but that comes from a spirit of surrender to Krishna, that we feel so much gratefulness to Krishna for giving us this process, and we really want to give ourselves to Krishna. Kirtan, it doesn't begin in the throat or the tongue. Kirtan comes from the heart, not the mind also. Kirtan comes from the heart when we want to give ourselves to Krishna. And someone who's leading in that spirit, leading the kirtan in that spirit, they can inspire the others also to come together and chant in such a way that Krishna will be pleased, and then his mercy will pour down on us. So this chanting, not artificial. If you have energy, now my physical body is getting older, I don't have the same energy I have. When you're young, use that energy for chanting and dancing. Sometimes we see devotees, they go through the whole kirtan, they're just standing there like they're in a church or something. They're very formal. But kirtan, we're supposed to get enlivened and get into it. We can clap our hands, play the kartals, dance, respond to the chanting. Enthusiasm in devotional service, the first quality, utsaha, enthusiasm. So that enthusiasm in kirtan, that will drive, as I was saying, drive away Kali Yuga, drive away all ghosts, any in our hearts, mental platform. Oh, should I do that? Chant Hare Krishna. Any depression, bad feeling between devotees, that will all be driven out. Jeev Krishna Das, Abhishas Koraleta Ar Dukanai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, when we know that I am an eternal jiva, part and parcel of Krishna, I'm his eternal servant. When we know this, when we understand this, when we believe this, there'll be no unhappiness in our lives. Nothing, no such thing. And then Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolo Re Shobai. So everyone chants the names of Radha and Krishna. Jai Shokol Bipod Bhaktivinod Bolen Jokhanonam Gai. All dangers, difficulties, fears, delusions, everything is driven out when we chant the holy names. And the really chanting from the heart. And Sankirtan means we all come together and we enthuse each other in chanting. It's Prabhupada's program. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. It's Prabhupada's order. So we have to follow the order of the Guru. He said to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So in this movement, we're not allowed to be unhappy because Prabhupada told us to be happy. So we should be happy. By chanting Hare Krishna, more chanting. Let us have more chanting. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada writes, it is essential to associate with pure devotees who chant the holy names every morning and every evening. So that's something we can do. It's quite well established in our movement that we have a morning program, but there is the evening arati also. Yeah, if we're at home, we're maybe locked down, and we can have morning, evening arati. Especially those who are studying bhakti shastra. Otherwise, if we're just studying, like there's academic programs, if we're just studying and we don't do lots of kirtan, then it can become more like a mental exercise. We have to remember, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the chanting of the holy name Sankirtan, specifically Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy names, he described as Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. It is the life and the wife of knowledge. So the chanting gives life to this the study. We cannot properly understand what we're reading unless we apply that by chanting the holy names. It's not like to be, it's not meant to be like some dry university course. This is the Sankirtan movement. So out in public, at home, out in public, it's not so easy. Maybe in the corona period, in some places, chanting can go on. In public, in other places, it's very restricted. It may become more restricted where it's open now, so take advantage if you have it open. Kirtan Melas, now they're going on online also. But in the Kirtan Melas, I can suggest it's mostly sitting down. But you can have more standing, chanting, dancing. It's get absorbed in chanting and dancing. That's we hear the description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtans. It's mostly standing and then dancing. Famous quote from Srila Prabhupada, this chanting should go on instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions. There should be chanting. More and more chanting. We are meant for bliss. Shrinvantu Vishve Amritasya Putra. The Upanishads say that we are meant for bliss. We are meant for blissful life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give bliss. He's known as the most merciful avatar, but actually we should know him also as the most blissful avatar. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. We're also eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. He comes as the great ocean of eternity, bliss and knowledge to wake us up to our position of eternity, bliss and knowledge. And he does that in all the avatars, but especially this avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Who has brought bliss as they have done? Now, of course, Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan are extremely blissful, but that's in Vrindavan, and it's all rights reserved. Not everyone can enter in there. Some demons tried to enter, but they got killed by Krishna. And even Vrindavan is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita as Durgam, very difficult to go to. It's not so easy to go to Vrindavan, to enter into the spiritual pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Very, very blissful, but requires very high qualification to enter. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he showers bliss on everyone without discrimination. And Nityananda Prabhu, even more so. We say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful avatar, but practically Nityananda is demonstrating that mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even more. And Nityananda, his name, means eternal bliss, and he's giving that bliss by engaging everyone in Sankirtan. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes to deliver the conditioned souls. He comes to give his mercy. He comes to make us blissful. And how does he do it? By Sankirtan. And it's a very simple process. Very, very simple. You don't have to be a great scholar. In fact, if someone thinks I'm a great scholar, that can be a hindrance to his becoming absorbed in the holy name. He's more interested in being absorbed in books. Now, there's Definitely, there's scholarship is very important in Krishna consciousness. But even those who are scholars in Krishna consciousness, they must know that the full perfection of scholarship is to chant the holy names. Rigveda, Taryajurveda, Samaveda, Piyatarvana, Atitas, Tena, Yenoktam, Hariret, Yaksharadvayam. Someone who says these two syllables, ha, ri, it is understood. They've studied all the Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, and Atharva Veda. And then we say, well, what do you need to study for? And then you just chant. No, but study is also required. There are dozens of verses which we can quote to say that study is not required, you just need to chant the holy name. If you chant the holy name, everything is perfect and complete. But then we need study also to understand who we're chanting about, why we're chanting, how we have to chant without offenses, and what are the offenses. The offenses include philosophical misunderstandings, such as considering the holy name of Krishna and the name of Brahma and Shiva all to be on the same level. So we also have to have understanding. Nama Acharya Haridas Thakur, chanting 300,000 names a day, but he also discoursed on the Nama Tattva, or the philosophical truths concerning the holy name. So study is required, but at the same time, we shouldn't be, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Tapan Mishra, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited East Bengal, and Tapan Mishra came and said, well, I'm studying so many books and I couldn't find out the truth about what's the actual goal of life and how to attain it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that by being a boy poker, which literally means a bookworm, we cannot understand the truth. And he advised him, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Aiva Kevalam, Kalo Nasjeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way to attain the ultimate goal than to chant the names of Hari, chant the names of Hari, chant the names of Hari. And then, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while giving the designation Nama Acharya to Haridas Thakur, he himself is the Nama Acharya. Haridas Thakur is known as the Nama Acharya, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed how by chanting of the holy name that everyone can take part in it and come to the highest level. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also ordered his important disciples, Rupa and Sanatan, to write books describing all that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to say. He said, first of all, through Rupa and Sanatan, and then also through the others of the six Goswamis, and gradually through other acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti. He said all that he had to say through Srila Prabhupada. So scholarship is there, but we should know that scholarship it's incomplete without chanting the holy names. And even if one is not able to be a great scholar, he can chant the holy names and achieve full perfection of life. Regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan, the Bera Sankirtan pastimes are described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I'm just going to read an extract from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, from the Antya Leela, chapter 10. It's described how Govinda, the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, brought so much prasad for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to honor, from which all the devotees had brought from Bengal. And then I'll continue. Ardin Mahaprabhu Nijagarn Aloya Jagannatha Dekilen Shayotane Jaya. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with his personal devotees to see Lord Jagannath when Lord Jagannath arose early in the morning. So this pastime begins early in the morning. Bera Shankirtan Taha Arambha Karila Shat Shampraday Tobe Gaite Lagila. After seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his all-encompassing Sankirtan. He formed seven groups, which then began to chant. Shat Shampradaya Nritta Kare Shat Jan Adaita Chaja A Prabhu Nityananda. In each of the seven groups was a principal dancer, such as Advaita Acharya or Lord Nityananda, dancing. Bokresha Chutananda Pandit Srivas Sattaraja Khana Naraharidas. The dancers in the other groups were Vakreshwar Pandit, Achyuta Ananda, Pandit Srivas, Satyaraj Khan, and Nariharidas. Shat Shampradaya Prabhu Karin Brahman, Mar Shampradaya Prabhu Aiche Shabarman. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked from one group to another inspecting them, the men in each group thought, "The Lord is within our group." Shankitana kola hole akash bhedilo shab jagannatha bashi dekite ailo. The congregational chanting made a tumultuous roar that filled the sky. All the inhabitants of Jagannath Puri came to see the kirtan. So I've been talking about lively kirtan. We can see this is very much in the tradition of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tumultuous kirtan. So that everyone living in Puri came to see what's going on. Raja Ashi Dure Deke, Raja Ashi Dure Deke, Nijagon Aloya, Raja Patni Shabdeke, Atali Charya. Accompanied by his personal staff, the king also came there and watched from a distance, and all the queens watched from the elevated parts of the palace. It's quite an event, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan. And up to the present day, we see our devotees go out in the streets of the towns and villages throughout the world, and people come out and look and see what's going on. So that happened with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of course, in Puri, there are all kinds of religious functions regularly observed, but this was something special, even for the people of Puri. I've seen in some holy places, they have public processions and religious observances going on, but people are so used to it, they don't even look at it. They'll just go about their daily business. So it's just such a normal thing for them. But this was so special that even everyone in Puri came to see this Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kirtan atope prithivi kare talamal haridhani kare lok hoilo kolahal. Due to the forceful vibration of kirtan, the entire world began trembling. It was like an earthquake. When everyone chanted the holy name, they made a tumultuous sound. E mato koto kon karaila kirtan apane na chite tabe prabhur hoilo mon. In this way, the Lord had congregational chanting performed for some time, and then he himself desired to dance. So the real fun's about to begin. Already the kirtan's shaking the world, and the whole kirtan, the whole town of Puri, everyone has come to see, and now Lord Chaitanya himself is going to dance. Now he feels, now it's time for me to dance. Shatike shat shampraday gai bajai madde maha prema beshe nache gaurarai. The seven groups began chanting and beating their drums in seven directions, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began dancing in the center in great ecstatic love. Uriya pada Mahaprabhu mone sriti hoilo Shurupere Shepad Gaite Agadilo. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembered a line in the Orison language and ordered Swarup Damodar to sing it. Jagamohan Parimunda Jao. Let my head fall at the feet of Jagannath in the Kirtan hall known as Jagamohan. E pade nrittakaran parama abeshe shablok chodike prabhur prema jale bhashe. Simply because of this line, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in greatly ecstatic love. People all around him floated in the water of his tears. That's described elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that in the Kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the water would come from his eyes like a syringe, and foam would flow from his mouth. And there's one devotee, Shubhananda, who collected that and drank that. So devotees, they were getting completely soaked in the tears of Mahaprabhu and floating in the prem of the ecstasy that just shook the whole world, the kirtan ecstasy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is anyway completely blissful, but then in the kirtan he inundates the whole world with bliss, and he himself becomes, his bliss increases thousands and thousands of times. Bulbul Bolin Prabhu Shri Bahu Tulia Hari Dhani Kare Lok Anande Bhashya. Raising his two arms, the Lord said, chant, chant, floating in transcendental bliss. The people responded by chanting the holy name of Hari. Prabhu Pari Murcha Jai Shash Nahiya Achambite Ute Prabhu Korea Hunka. The Lord fell to the ground unconscious, not even breathing. Then suddenly he stood up, making a loud sound. Shaghana Pulak Jena Shimule Toru Kabu Profilut Kabe Profulito Onga Kabu Hoi Sharu. The hairs on his body constantly stood up like the thorns on a shimula tree. Sometimes his body was swollen and sometimes lean and thin. Prati Roma Kupe Hoi Prashed Roktodgam Jaja Gaga Pari Mumu Godgada Bachan. He bled and perspired from every pore of his body. His voice faltered. Unable to say the line properly, he uttered only Jaja Gaga Pari Mumu, because he couldn't, in his ecstasy, he couldn't say the line properly. Ek ek don jena pritak pritak nare oiche nare danta jena bhumi bhume kashi pare. All his teeth shook as if each was separate from the others. Indeed, they seemed about to fall to the ground. Kone kone bare prabhur ananda abish Tritiya praha hoilo nritta nahe shesh. His transcendental bliss increased at every moment. Therefore, even by mid-afternoon, the dancing had not ended. Remember, he had gone there early in the morning and started the kirtan. And then the kirtan was just getting more and more and more ecstatic. And by mid-afternoon, he was still going on in bliss, 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 kirtan. Hours and hours and hours of extreme bliss and ecstasy, and soaking all the people of Puri in his tears. Shabloke utalilo ananda shagar shablok pasharilo deha atagar. The ocean of transcendental bliss overflowed, and everyone present forgot his body, mind, and home. That is the perfection of kirtan, when we forget our body, mind, and home, and we're just absorbed. There's no body, there's no this, that, the other going on in the mind. Just There's the holy name, and we don't even know we exist. Just the holy names are there. That's all. And we just feel ourselves that serving the holy name by chanting the holy name. And then it's described how Nityananda Prabhu, he thought, what to do? It's mid-afternoon, no one bathed since morning, no one ate anything, everyone's completely exhausted. Tobe Nityananda Prabhu, Srijala Upai, Krome Krome Kirtaniya Rakilo Shabai. Then Nityananda Prabhu found a way to end the kirtan. He gradually stopped all the chanters. So everyone was chanting loud kirtan, and he just stopped. Okay, you stop, you stop, you stop. One by one, he stopped them. So the volume went down, 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 slowly. It's like nowadays we have high volume, and then we turn it down very slowly, fade it out like that. Sharupe shonge matro ek shampradai, sharupe shonge sheha manda sharagai. Thus only one group continued chanting with Srup Damodar, and they chanted very softly. Kola hola nahi prabhur kichu bhaja hoilo, tabe nitananda shabha shram janailo. When there was no longer a tumultuous sound, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness. Then Nityananda Prabhu informed him of the fatigue of the chanters and dancers. So what's going on? There's tumultuous kirtan, everyone's singing loudly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely absorbed, and then gradually the sound goes down and there's only one group left and they're chanting. And all of a sudden, what happened? What happened? No, not so loud anymore. And then he looked around and Nityananda, then he told, you see, now it's mid-afternoon, we've been chanting for, what would that be, at least 10 hours non-stop. Every Bhakti Shramajani Koilo Kirtan Shamapan Shabaloya Ashi Koilo Shamudre Shnapan. Understanding the fatigue of the dancers, of the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the congregational chanting. Then he bathed in the sea, accompanied by them all. So these are the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're inconceivably blissful. And he's given us a way to join in those pastimes. Even now, by his mercy, we can perform kirtan. And he will be very, very happy if we perform kirtan in all the towns and villages of the world, in our homes. Kirtan doesn't have to be with huge number of people, doesn't have to be in a temple. You can do it in your home, just with your family members. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very pleased. And if we do that throughout our life, then by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we're receiving through all the acharyas, through Srila Prabhupada, we can join that kirtan party of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At least we might have the good fortune to be born as a bird or a worm and see, and a bird we can see those pastimes and hear them. And a worm, we may be lucky, or later that the kirtan dancers will tread on us. Somehow we can join those kirtan pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we can do it right now. With the lively kirtan, blissful kirtan, will attract the people of the world. And then more people will come and join, and we can expand the kirtan more and more. Okay, I said I'd go over time, but I think I'll finish there on time. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to the devotees all over the world who are chanting the names in bliss and ecstasy and spreading the holy names to all the unfortunate, the conditioned souls who have not yet heard the holy names. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.